This is Eddie Montague, National League Umpire. Now back to the postgame show with your host, Marty Lurie, on KNBR 680.
All right, nice to have you back with us. Of course, a very special show tonight. Chris Mavroidis is with us and co-hosting with me, and an amazing man, and we're just happy to have him here, a great baseball fan. And if you've missed it, Chris with ALS, but we're making a little baseball history tonight and having him on our post-game show with us, and Bob Sokoloff. Bob, you're doing all right over there?
I'm doing great. I'm enjoying the show.
Very good. And Audrey, we wish her well. I know that she's under the weather, and Chris mentioned it. And Audrey, we love you. We miss you. And I'm glad you're listening, and we want to see you back at the ballpark
soon.
Thank you. Absolutely. And Liz reminded me of this. Two wonderful articles were written about Chris, one by Andy Baggerly of the Mercury News that was published. And if you go to at Extra Bags with two G's, on Twitter, you'll find it. And then Kerry Crowley from KNBR.com, and he does the beat reporting for the Giants for KNBR.com. He also wrote a beautiful article today, and take a look at it at KNBR.com. It's really good. So I want to thank both of them for promoting what we were doing tonight. So I want to make sure we do that. Now, Chris had answered some questions earlier today, and I wanted to get to a couple of those, and as I say, questions that come into Chris, they are answered by Chris typing it out. And now that I see it, I didn't know how you did this, but he has the little tablet, and boom, boom, boom. I mean, he types fast. You know, now I realize, you know, if I said something that was, you know, had to be corrected or expanded upon, now I realize how he got it to me so fast. So with ALS, as I say, the mind and everything is as clear as a bell, and I'm very glad to help people understand that, because I learned about it through Chris. I really did, and I had never been close to someone like that before to understand it. So, Chris, you've helped educate me and a lot of people about it, so good for you. You've done a good job with it. All right, this is a question that came in earlier to Chris, and the question basically was any of the young guys are impressing you, talking about Slater, Arroyo, and people like that. And Chris answered this way. I'm impressed with Arroyo, Slater, and Gomez. Arroyo showed a great approach at the plate and some power. His power will hopefully develop as he matures. I think he's a big leaguer that we'll see for years. Gomez can hit. Like you, I'm concerned we haven't seen enough of him on defense. But coming off the bench and raking is difficult even for a veteran. For a young player to do it, it is special. This kid will hit. And in today's MLB, if you can hit, they'll find a spot for you. Slater is obviously more talented than he showed in his first call-up, but I like his defense and his approach at the dish. He has potential. Chris, very good. That is Chris's scouting report answering that question. And there's another one that I'm going to read as well. This is Chris is asked to talk about Chris's favorite Giant of all time, Juan Marichal, the high-kicking Dominican dandy. And Chris answered it like this. Gladly, Steve. Outside of Mays, Juan was my favorite Giants player growing up. He was an artist on the mound with his high leg kick and his pinpoint control. His assortment of pitches and the different ways he delivered that assortment was unmatched. I feel if he hadn't gotten hurt bunting in the third game of the 1962 World Series, that the Giants would have won that title. The fact he didn't get a single Cy Young vote until 71 was due to his competition for the award from the likes of Koufax, Gibson, and Seaver, along with the resentment over the Roseboro incident rather than his pitching. His 0.50 ERA in extensive All-Star competition is a better gauge of his talent. I was overjoyed when he finally was elected to the Hall of Fame in 1983. And I'll say, and I'm glad that I could read these on the air, because the answers are as good as anyone could ever answer it, you know, as a sports writer. And that is the mind that is working. So, Chris, nice job, seriously, with that. Very good. That was very good. I was in Cooperstown last weekend. I got to see Juan Marichal, and I talked with him, and hopefully he'll be here for Orlando Cepeda's birthday celebration, which will be September the 17th, where they have little statues they're going to give out of Orlando Cepeda. So hopefully Juan will be here for that time as well. And just a class guy. It was great to see him. Bob, some of your recollections of Juan Marichal?
Well, that leg kick is what I remember more than anything else. And I think what's a beautiful thing is the statue out there by the O'Doul Bridge really captured Juan Marichal's appearance in the ballpark. But Juan was always a little bit aside from baseball. He was the best-dressed baseball pitcher of his era. And even today, when you see him, he's the sharpest dresser. He's there's a guy came close to him today. I have to tell you, Sonny Jackson was here today. And he's Sonny Jackson, who was the third base coach way back when in 97. He's pretty dapper. He looked like he took some lessons from Juan Marichal. Oh,
very good. It was great seeing Juan. He was there with his son in Cooperstown, and I got to see him. For me, it was I'll talk about it a little more tomorrow when we have more time, but Brooks Robinson, I was there with Gaylord Perry and talked with him and for a while, and told me how the what sort of pickoff move he had with McCovey, that the glove was open when they was going to throw over, or closed that it wasn't going to throw over. And they did it that way for 6 years, and I asked McCovey the other night, and he says, absolutely, that was true. But I saw Bob Gibson, Carlton Fisk, Andre Dawson, just so many people to talk. I had lunch with Bobby Cox, and just seeing Marichal and getting time with him and Orlando and his family.
Well, you mentioned Orlando, and the thing is, I remember we were in Cooperstown with Orlando maybe 8-10 years ago, and we were like kids getting autographs and such, and Yogi Berra walked by, and and Orlando's wife Miriam said, "You want his autograph?" Audrey said, "Yeah." She followed him right into the men's room to get his autograph.
Very good. Bob Sokoloff with us, Bob. Whitey Ford, I got to spend time with him. I love him. He's terrific. And I sent an email to someone. I said, I just got to meet and talk with the chairman of the board. And he said, what board? And I said, oh, goodness. You know, that's what they called Whitey Ford, the chairman of the board. Pitched so many big games. He wasn't even in the Yankee rotation. When they came up to a game, they had a win. I said, Whitey, you pitch that one. And that's what he did. And he cost the Yankees in 1960. They didn't pitch him in Game 7, and they didn't set up the rotation right against the Pirates. And they ended up with Ralph Terry giving up the home run to Mazeroski in the 7th game, which is a famous World Series home run. The Yankees lost the World Series 10-9 in 7 games. I think Bob Turley maybe had started that game. I forget who. But Casey Stengel was fired after that game. And the Yankees fired him. They said he was getting too old, basically. And that's when Casey gave his great quote. He said, I'll never make the mistake of being 70 again. And then, of course, he was out of baseball for a couple of years till he managed the Mets. So being in Cooperstown, there's no competition. It's just people who love baseball. And that's what it was all about. I got to be there for the induction of Bill King with the Ford Frick Award for Excellence in Broadcasting. And, of course, the wonderful Claire Smith, who got the J.G. Taylor Spink Award. Bob, your thoughts about Bill King. And, Chris, do you want to write something about Bill King?
Well, I'm concerned why Bill King isn't in the Basketball Announcers Hall of Fame. I mean, he was the best. He could do it, this Holy Toledo line. It just said he made a picture in words of what was going on the field or on the basketball court. There was nobody really all around in announcing better than Bill King.
He started with the Giants in 1958.
Right.
He was with Russ Hodges and Lon, and Bill was the third guy if Russ had to go somewhere. Or Russ, I was told, I forgot who I was talking with, maybe John Miller, said that Russ did boxing, like on Wednesday and Friday night, and he broadcast boxing matches, and Bill would fill in at that point, and he was part of the final broadcast of 1962 when the Giants tied the Dodgers in that game where Willie Mays hit the home run to win the game. So getting Bill King, that recognition was huge for me. And he was a very important man in my life when I first started this. He gave me a lot of validation, so I was honored to be there.
It must have been pretty emotional.
Oh, it was wonderful. Hank Greenwald was there, and it was great spending time with Hank. So Cooperstown was very special, so I'm glad to share some of that stuff with everybody. All right, 808 KMBR. Melissa, how are we doing back there? Is Raph still awake?
He is still awake, and our boards are empty.
All right, very good. All right, well, the Giants win it tonight, 5-4, in 10 innings over Arizona in a huge, huge game. It doesn't mean much in the standings, we know that. But just to see the Giants play like that and with the enthusiasm and realize that they have it in them, it's in there somewhere to get it done. And I thought Chris Stratton really did a nice job tonight and limiting the damage. And there's something about the way he pitches. The ball has something on it. He has swings and misses. He got out of big trouble tonight, which I thought was good. Chris, anything else that you want to put on the tablet? No. All right. So Chris is we've tired him out as well, which is good. All right. I want to thank everybody for participating tonight. We'll have more of our traditional post-game show tomorrow after Samardzija and Corbin. I will say this. Pence is 14 for 28 off of Corbin, and Posey's 11 for 37. So maybe that means that they'll get a little action going against Corbin, and Samardzija pitches for the Giants tomorrow. I'm back with you at 9 a.m. tomorrow with the professor right here, and out at the public house with Pat at about 10 or so. And we'll take it right up to the Giants pregame out at the public house with our contest, Hawaiian Airlines, and everything else. So, FP, thank you so much. Great job today. Allie will be with us tomorrow. Carmen will be back with us tomorrow. Liz, thank you so much for doing that. And Tom Zorn for putting this together. And everyone connected with the Giants for making this happen for Chris. And Chris, we have another moment of history together. You and me. All right. And it's on Twitter at Periscope as well. All right, everyone, sleep well, be well, and we'll be back with you tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., right here on KNBR 680, the sports leader.
Talking baseball with Marty Lurie on KNBR 680, the sports leader.